Verse 12. Remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. Verse 13, O ye seed of Israel, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen ones, he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. And I think that he's making judgments today. His hands are moving in the affairs of men. Oh, I know Satan is the god of this world today. God's given him a certain amount of rope today, and he's going to be turned loose in the great tribulation period. But that doesn't mean that God's not going to finally close in, because he is the God of judgment. Will you listen? Verse 15, be ye mindful always of his covenant, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations, even of the covenant which he made with Abraham and of his oath unto Isaac. Now, there are a great many today that like to minimize the covenant God made with Abraham. David's not minimizing that covenant. David says, let's talk about it. He made a covenant with Abraham, and he confirmed that covenant with Isaac. He took an oath. He said, I'm going to do this thing. Now, David said, let's talk about that. God's made covenants, and those covenants are important today. God made a covenant with Abraham. He hasn't gone back on it. God said, I'm going to give to you and your offspring this land, and God's going to do it. I don't think that means they're going there and take it all over today, but I do mean that when they get it from the hand of God, they won't need to fear the Egyptians or the Arabs or Russia. They won't need to fear anybody, because every man's going to dwell there under his vine, under his fig tree in peace, and that means you'll own your own property. God will let them own their own property. It'll all belong to God just as it does today. But God is giving it to them, and he's made over to us so many spiritual blessings today. Now let's move on here. What was that covenant? Well, verse 17, he hath confirmed the same to Jacob for a law and to Israel for an everlasting covenant. It wasn't made for just that day. Listen to him. Now, David understood that God made a covenant with Abraham about that land, was going to give it to him. Listen to the verse 18, saying, unto thee will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance, when you were but a few, even a few and strangers in it, and when they went from nation to nation, from kingdom to kingdom, to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong, yea, he reproved kings for their sake, saying, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. The interesting thing is, I must confess, that today you can get by with a great deal. I think one of the reasons that today a great many people are getting by with persecuting Christians, and they do it in a nice way in this country. They merely gossip about them, circulate false report and all that. Why are they getting by with it? Well, they're actually not getting by with it. God's already said, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Keep your hands off of God's work. And that's one of the reasons that today I'm very strict on doctrine. A great many people wonder why certain groups that I disagree with, why they have me, they even hold conferences. Well, because of the fact, friends, I believe that God's moving in their midst, and they hold to the integrity of the Word of God and the deity of Christ. And I must say, I'm not going to touch God's anointed. I'm not going to touch His work, because I believe that today we need to be very careful. And my friend, you better be very careful in your church today. What you are doing, are you hurting and harming the work of God? Are you helping it on? That's important. This is in the psalm here. Listen to it. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Show forth from day to day his salvation. Now, there's a day coming when all creation, that's today groaning in pain, someday waiting for the redemption of the sons of God. And then creation will be released. And friends, you're going to hear music the like of which you've never heard before.